Well, hello everybody. You're welcome to Beyond the Matrix, the radio program that dares you to think outside the box of convention. And that's what we do on this Saturday morning at 10 a.m. My name is Patricia Corey. I am your host. And welcome. I'm supposed to have a guest on for you today. His name is Russell Altman, talking about a very bizarre disease called Morgellons. I've had him on before. And we're trying to get a hold of him. He seems to have bleeped out of the universe for a moment. But while we're waiting to bring him in, I'd like to make a few announcements and questions to ponder. So question to ponder number one is this. Have any of you heard that there is now an intention on the part of the government to, you hear this now clearly, force people, that's the word, force, people to give a DNA sample to the government as part of the new enhanced health program, or what is it called, Obamacare? Very interesting. Forcing us to give, well, forcing you in the United States, but it won't be long before it's global, because we do know how that works. Forced DNA. The reason is to provide better health care. The other reason is much darker, and I'm sure you all know what I'm thinking. What do they want with all this information down to our very DNA? Very spooky. Find out more about it, and let's get talking about that, and of course, resisting that, because like the resistance to the vaccine that I implored you to do, and many of you were clever enough to do, to resist it, this is another one that's going to require resistance, peaceful resistance, before you start providing that information, especially forced to do so. That's my first message. My second message is I want to remind everybody who is not paying attention that 5,000 barrels of crude oil are pumping into the Gulf of Mexico every day. And that, there just doesn't seem to be enough concern about this. I've just sent out my newsletter, if you'd like to read more about it in a brief I've done on my newsletter, write to me at info@SyrianRevelations.net and sign up for my newsletter. It's not monthly. It's not even bi-monthly anymore. It's whenever I can get around to doing it. So sign up and we'll get you plugged into some of the updates that I send out. But I do want you to ask this question. What are you thinking about this? What are you doing about it? People are saying, Patricia, it's too depressing. I just can't think about it. I can't watch the television. Okay. Plan B. Yes, it's depressing. What are we doing as a global society? Especially we, the spirit people, the spirit workers and warriors. It's just not good enough to say I can't bear to think about it, so I don't watch the news. We simply have to think about it for the animals, for the shore, for the entire Earth ecosystem, the greater Gaian body. Please do something, write, petition, scream at the White House, www.whitehouse.org, and let's start demanding as a population the immediate greater intention be served. We understand that British Petroleum can't handle it, so let's stop saying it's their fault, they have to fix it, and let's get all of the big, heavy kahunas, all the engineers, all the scientists, all the powerful, bright minds of the technological, industrial, engineering world into the situation, and let's think tank a solution yesterday. I hope you agree with me. Because if you do your numbers, these guys are talking about eventually being able to plug this up. What they're going to do is drill a new hole. Brilliant. Within 3-4 months, do you know how many tons, how many barrels, how many gallons, trillions, millions? It is beyond our wildest imagination what is going to occur in the Gulf of Mexico if this is not stopped immediately. Even if it is, the damage is intense, some of it irreparable, but by God, We cannot wait 4 months for a solution, and even then we don't know if it will work. So how about a little screaming, okay?
BBS Radio.com.
Anyway, where were we? Trying to pick back up my storm of concern over the Gulf. I was talking about if you have fear still in the idea of writing a petition or writing. Boy, all I can say is it's a pretty passive way of demonstrating your concern about what's going on. And if you don't want to do that, what can you do? What do we do as a global society to address these catastrophes, these concerns that are a part of our lives now? So please think about that. Please think about what you can do to make a difference. And as I mentioned in my newsletter, for those of you who are living in these regions, how about going down and lending a hand? We're already seeing the birds covered in crude, and it's going to take a big support of human outcry to save some of these beings. I don't know the answer, guys. All I know is it's urgent and desperate, and we need to do something to make it better. So whatever you have in mind, please write to me. Let's share it. Let's come up with some ideas. More than what is being done by the corporations and the government. Okay. All right. Well, I can't understand where my guest is today. I think he has gone to another dimension. So I'm going to try to cover the question that I had planned for the interview, which is the disease called Morgellon. If you haven't heard about it, hold on. It is really very, very bizarre. This disease seems to be spreading, and hold on, we've got a caller.
Hello, this is Russell.
Hi, Russell. Where did you go?
I've been here by my phone.
Well, we called and called. We got the answering machine.
Well, I don't know why, because my cell phone's in my hand. But we're ready now.
Can we hear, Don, can we hear Russell live so that we don't have to try to have him call back in? Okay, great. We've got Russell has called in as a call-in, so we'll go ahead with the interview and see if we can handle it this way. Boy, we're glad to hear from you, Russell. I was just trying to start the conversation about the situation, but now you're here. So can you give us a quick background into who you are and your affiliation with this situation and NutriSilver? Now, I didn't get a chance to introduce you yet. So if you could just quickly tell us a little bit about you. And I do remind the people that are listening that this is not the first time I've had Russell on. So he's going to talk about the disease. Even if those of you who have already heard about it the last time he was on, please bear with us so we get everybody up to date.
Yeah, I had an interesting career as an international telecommunications consultant. And about 4 years ago, I ran into a woman who had these non-healing lesions covering most of her body. She was a day or two away from suicide. At that time, I was helping my best friend and business associate who owns the manufacturing facility for NutriSilver with his international marketing, and I just happened to have some NutriSilver in the car with me. I'll give you the abbreviated story here. We experimented with it, both topically and orally, discovered topically was the wrong way to use NutriSilver. And once Connie started using it orally, she started healing very rapidly, and we were both stunned. We had gone nearly a month and a half. She was pretty much symptom-free. All of her lesions were gone. Her brain fog was gone. Depression was gone. Suicide was gone. and our energy had returned.
Well, wait, hold on. We have to explain to people what is Morgellons and what are these symptoms. In other words, you're telling us about the using the Nutrisilver, but we've got to get back to what is Morgellons. How did you just get involved with this
Tommy Hill disease?
Let's start with a basic understanding of what is Morgellons.
Morgellons is a word given to this new pandemic disease back in 2002 by a biologist named Mary Leto, whose son has this disease. And she picked the name because back in the 1600s, there was some scribblings out of France about a similar ailment, and it was from a little town called Morgellons. So that's kind of how it got its name. What Morgellons is simply a name for a cluster of about 93 symptoms that have been identified by the Morgellons Research Foundation. And those symptoms are pretty horrific. The victim has serious cognitive issues. They can't seem to think or reason. They have brain fog, severe chronic fatigue. Most of them sleep, you know, most of the day. Severe depression and mood swings, too often resulting in suicides. And they have multicolor fibers protruding from their skin, and several scientists and the FBI have investigated these fibers. When they try to burn them, they burn at 1,400 degrees Fahrenheit, and they don't actually burn. They just disintegrate at that temperature. Chemical analysis shows that the fibers are coated in high-density polyurethane, which is one of the main ingredients for fiber optic cables. And keep in mind, this is growing out of...
Okay, let me suggest something here. So you're telling us, and of course I'm not challenging you because I know about your work and I know quite a lot about Morgellons, but for the people that are listening, you are telling us that this disease has to do with multicolored polyurethane fibers under the skin growing like some sort of virus or
these fibers protrude from both healthy skin and from the lesions. It's important for the audience to understand that not everyone who has Morgellons has the same symptoms. Most people don't have all of them. But, yes, there's the fibers, and probably one of the most problematic parts of Morgellons is this intense and relentless feeling of being bitten and scratched under the skin 24/7. So it keeps people awake. They can't sleep. They can't think. They're just totally distracted by itching and scratching constantly. And probably the most frightening aspect of this is critters. We have actually videotaped critters coming out of people's bodies after they take Nutrisilver.
Critters?
Critters, like little animals.
No, we didn't talk about this last time.
Well, it's one of the main symptoms.
What kind of critters?
Well, it's, you know, it's impossible to identify them. Most of them are alive, and they move. They'll jump off the skin and get off into the environment. I would never have believed it if I hadn't seen it myself. And I actually videotaped it, and last time I checked, it's not possible to videotape a delusion. So, not everybody has the critters. Most Morgellons sufferers have black fibers that fall off their skin, and they are most prominent. When you wake up in the morning, you'll see them on your pillow and on your bed sheets. Many Morgellons sufferers have severe bone issues, deep aching joints and muscle pains, often confused for fibromyalgia. This is truly a bizarre disease and very difficult to diagnose, especially since it is not formally a disease. It's not even considered a syndrome yet because the CDC has been dragging its feet for several years now. They've concluded their investigation in Oakland, California, of 40 Morgellons sufferers, and my insider information tells me it'll be about 16 more months before they release the findings. I know a lot of Morgellon sufferers are really hanging their hat on that, but I wouldn't encourage that because my insider tells me that
indeed.
The results are going to be...
Last time we talked, I think, as I recall, we talked about could this be the product of chemtrails?
Yes.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Sure.
Well, we know that polymers are in the chemtrail substance, and so for those of you who are, first of all, for those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking to Russell Altman. His website is NutriSilver.com. We're talking about a dreaded, really freaky disease or syndrome, or we don't even have a name for it yet, called Morgellons or Morgellons. And we're just talking now about, we've just described this disease. It sounds like some kind of, in fact, I think I put on the promotion, is this some kind of weird alien technology? We'll be talking about that during the hour. But at any rate, let's talk about that. It seems that this Morgellons, aside from your statement that it had a similar symptoms that appeared centuries ago in France, it seems to be synonymous or at the same time occurring with the chemtrails. And it has the I can't even pronounce that word, the polyurethane fibers under the skin.
Yeah, under the skin and
right?
Out of the skin. They actually grow out
and
of
outside
the skin.
Pat,
I've seen the fibers actually come up out of the skin, wiggle around, and then return back under the skin.
Oh man! And so, isn't it very possible that in these polymer sacs that have been identified as a residue from the chemtrails, there may very well be some sort of beginner kit for these fibers to attack human beings?
Yes, we've seen the results of chase aircraft that have gone up after the chemtrail planes and captured samples of what's coming out of these aircraft. And most of what's coming out of them is in the nano range, the very, very tiny, almost the size of an atom. And these things are highly toxic heavy metals like barium and aluminum and all kinds of things that, under the cover of trying to modify and control weather, they're actually spraying us. For those of you who aren't familiar with chemtrails, you can look up in the sky sometimes on a beautiful clear day, and you'll see aircraft starting to checkerboard the sky with what looks like exhaust when it's actually chemicals coming out of the back of the aircraft. Within a few hours, instead of disappearing like a normal condensation trail from a normal commercial aircraft, these actually spread, and you'll take a perfectly beautiful day and turn it into an overcast day. And if you start looking very carefully, you'll actually see little white fibers falling out of the air. You can see them on automobiles, on plants and grass, and pretty much everywhere you look. And this isn't just in the United States. This is all over the world.
I travel the world, and there's not a place I've been yet that I haven't looked up and seen chemtrails. I mean, the beautiful blue days are disappearing, and replacing them are nonstop, cloudy, opaque days. In fact, here in Italy, where usually in May we have almost unbearable heat starting, we've had nothing but rain. We have now had a wintry day. So we had a Sunday that was gorgeous, blue skies and white puffy clouds for about a half a day. Then the trails began, and every morning they're papering the sky with these trails, and we have nothing but cloud and rain and chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, I think many of us, at least in this audience, are now familiar with chemtrails. But what you may not be familiar with is this unthinkable idea that this bizarre disease is being sent out of these trails, which can only be an absolutely dark program because this would be a deliberate plan.
And it doesn't take much of an imagination to realize that when they release this in the air, it's now not only in the air, but it's now joined us in the food supply and in the water supply. And many of the scientists that I've dealt with, particularly Dr. Gwen Scott from Arizona, she has this thing called a red wine spit test where you can actually test yourself let's assume you have no symptoms at all. You can test yourself with this red wine spit test and literally see the fibers in your spit that have been pulled out of your gums when you do this red wine spit test. You know, another really important component of Morgellons is genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. And, you know, we humans are creatures of evolution, and 10,000 years ago, we ate mostly fruits, vegetables, nuts, if we could find them, and occasionally some meat. And yet today, we're eating foods that have been modified. And when you eat them, your digestional tract looks at them and says, what the hell is that? I don't recognize that. That's something weird. And it doesn't know what to do. So many of the scientists that I deal with are very convinced that GMOs are an integral part of this horrible new pandemic disease.
All right. But, you know, this is a pretty horrific scenario. I mean, what you're basically saying is that this apparent alien technology disease is soon going to overtake us. I mean, if it's everywhere coming, we've always considered what in the hell is being sprayed on us. And we now have how many people with recorded Magellans to date?
Well, you know, that's a very difficult question to answer. The Morgellons Research Foundation quit counting at 14,800 families. I know much better. I've been involved with Morgellons now for about 4 years, and I can tell you by tracking our orders and inquiries, this disease is just growing exponentially all over the planet. In particular, Great Britain and Europe have a great number of people with Morgellons, Germany, France, the Norwegian countries. We're now shipping to places like Myanmar and Thailand and mainland China. This isn't just confined to the U.S. This is all over the planet. And
sure, wherever there are chemtrails, right?
Well, wherever there's air.
I can't help but imagine that this is directly connected to the chemtrail.
Well, I mean, most people, you know, one of the very best researchers I've met on chemtrails is Clifford Cornicombe, and Clifford he's done a tremendous amount of work on not only chemtrails, but how they're associated with and directly connected with Morgellons. I'm not the scientist and researcher that he is, but he tells a very persuasive story. And we've not seen any government agency stand up and say, you know, no, we're not spraying you. I mean, they can't say that because most people have eyes and can see it and experience it.
Well,
now, the problem with
most people have eyes, but not that many of the public, still the mass population, look up at the cloud, see the chemtrail, and identify it as a chemtrail.
Yeah, I know. It's really
they're
sad.
They're still saying, "Oh, come on, you're hallucinating. Get over yourself."
And this is truly, truly...
Okay, but regardless of that...
This is such a bizarre disease. I have a family in Adelaide, Australia, where all 10 of them are completely saturated with Morgellons. I have another family in Canada, also 10 people, and only one child has it, and nobody else has it. So the question is it contagious? Well, hard to say, isn't it? My guess is it's
well,
probably
you would think
not.
If these critters are jumping out and then jumping back in, that contagion would be a given.
Well, I mean, here's the question, Pat. If you have the flu and I have the flu, can I give it to you? No, you already have it. And
right,
the same
but if they have
Morgellons,
and you live in my house, I'm probably going to get them.
Yeah, I can't give you Morgellons if you already have it.
Oh, I think you're getting at that. I recall that you really feel that most of us already have some form of it, whether it's active or not.
And Pat, the new modern diseases like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome and a lot of the allergies that we're seeing are, in my opinion, precursors to Morgellons. That is to say, We have many, many customers who don't have the lesions and the fibers and the creepy, crawly, bitey feelings, but they have deep muscle pain and they have chronic fatigue and all the symptoms of fibromyalgia. They take Nutrisilver and the symptoms are gone in a week or two. So we have a lot of stuff going on this planet, and most of it is mankind screwing with the natural order of things and disrupting the balance.
If it is only mankind, there are certainly implications that the powers that are running this dark agenda have some sort of access to or involvement with some pretty dark alien technologies.
Yeah, I don't know about extraterrestrial. I generally don't go there. We got enough here just dealing with the symptoms. But I can't.
That's true.
I can't begin to tell you how many people call and they want to have those kinds of discussions, and I usually beg off because our only interest here is to get the people who are suffering healed. And interestingly enough, I had a call this morning from a registered nurse in Florida. He's been suffering for years. He's had multiple surgeries around his spine due to Morgellons because it does deteriorate the bone. And he's been unable to walk. He's just been in absolute agony. And today was his third day on Nutrisilver. And he called here nearly in tears and absolutely excited, saying that in 10 years, this is the least amount of pain that he's experienced since he's had this Morgellons infection in his body. And here's a guy that was 15 years in special forces, and he's a highly trained medical professional. And he's had access to virtually everything that modern medicine has to offer. He told me he's personally spent over $100,000 with no results, and he's used Nutrisilver, and here's 3 days later, most of his pain's gone. So we hear stories like that.
All right, well, this would be a good introduce. It's time to introduce more about Nutrisilver itself, because at this point, anyone that's listening is going to be probably freaking out. So before I ask you to start really talking about the product itself, for those of you who are curious, you can find out more about aerosol crimes and the link to Morgellons through the site that Russell just mentioned is Clifford Carnicom, and the site is www.carnicom.com. You can get plenty of information there, and you're going to want to know about this. This is not going away, so I recommend that you find out more about that. Meanwhile, before we get all too depressed about this, Russell is starting to tell us about the product Nutrisilver. Now, we all know a lot about colloidal silver, and I've recommended to a lot of you to get yourselves a colloidal silver generator. They cost about $100, $150, and you can actually create your own colloidal silver for pennies. But what Russell's going to be talking about now, Nutrisilver, is by far more powerful and seems to be knocking out, at least handling the symptoms of Morgellons. So, shoot, let's hear more and update us as to what's going on with Nutrisilver. So just give us a general information about it first,
sure,
if you will.
Sure. All right, well, we need to go back about 15 years. There was a physicist who ultimately won the Nobel Prize for physics, who invented this product with the sole intention of finding a natural mineral that would kill the HIV/AIDS virus. He was 95% done building his manufacturing facility when he died mysteriously. His invention went to his estate, and my business partner eventually bought the manufacturing facility that's adjacent to a silver mine. Now, Pat mentioned colloidal silver generators. Those are fine for, you know, very mild things like colds and flus and sinus infections. But by and large, those produce what's called ionic silver, which is silver ions in distilled waters through an electrical process. There's very little, if any, real silver in that concoction, and the concentration or parts per million is extremely low, generally between 2 and 20 parts per million. Now, Nutrisilver is not using the ionization process per se, but we use real silver from a silver mine. It's a distinctly different product. And this scientist found a way of combining nano-sized silver, with a new kind of clustered water that vectors the silver particles to all the little nooks and crannies and capillaries within the body so that pathogens can't escape. Now, it's important for the audience to understand, in non-scientific terms, how this actually works. The comparison is often with antibiotics, which only work on bacteria. Well, what antibiotics do is they don't actually kill anything. They just switch off an enzyme in the bacteria that allows it to reproduce or multiply. So if you had strep throat, you're still going through 2 weeks of being uncomfortable, and $200-$250 with antibiotics, because you have to endure the life cycle of that strep infection. What Nutrisilver does is it actually switches off a completely different enzyme. And this enzyme is the one that allows the bacteria to metabolize oxygen. So it literally suffocates and dies in 5 to 7 minutes. And so here we have a product that's a natural mineral without the side effects of killing off the good gut flora that comprises about 70% of your immune system. And Nutrisilver doesn't do that. It just switches off the pathogen's ability to breathe. Now, unlike antibiotics that only work on bacteria, Nutrisilver also works on fungus, molds, yeast, virus, single-cell parasites, and virtually every harmful pathogen that we've been able to test. Now, we spent well over $35,000 in the last year or two doing FDA-certified lab tests, and the results that came back were just astonishing. For example, one of the biggest problems in medicine on a global basis is MRSA, or MRSA. It stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, or staph infection, that doesn't care about antibiotics anymore. We did an FDA-certified lab test where we took 1.3 billion cells of MRSA and put one drop of Nutrisilver in the Petri dish, and in 60 seconds, we had a 99.9999% kill. The scientists went crazy. They thought, wow, this isn't possible. And so here's a natural mineral killing MRSA where antibiotics have no effect on it at all. So a great deal of our customers are now taking it for MRSA. They're taking Nutrisilver for Candida. We did a survey of our customers and discovered 37% take it just for general health and disease prevention. So there's just a whole myriad of applications, and anywhere that you need to kill harmful pathogens, this is the product that works. It's inexpensive. It's non-toxic. It can't harm you in any way, and there's never been one case in 4,000 years of human use of anyone being harmed by taking silver orally. So that's just kind of
what
a
about the I'd play the devil's advocate here for a minute and ask you, what about the reports that people can get really sick from too much silver, or the stories of people turning blue because of too much silver?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what they are. They're stories. Prior to 1975, colloidal silver manufacturers didn't use the nanotechnology to get the silver particles small enough. So this turning blue, the scientific name for that is argyria, and it's pretty much a thing of the past. In order to get argyria today, you've got to make your own silver. You've got to do it completely wrong with the wrong ingredients. You have to take massive amounts, and you have to take it almost intravenously. The statistics are pretty simple, and I'm going to ask your audience just to apply a little common sense here. Let's assume there's 300 million people in the United States. The general consensus is about 10 million people in the United States use colloidal silver daily, just as a disease preventative. So if you do the math, 10 million divided into 300 million people, that's 1 in 30 people. So if you're walking down the street in any major city, how many blue people have you seen? None.
Well,
I haven't seen any in my whole life.
Considering that a lot of my readers are plugged into the Syrians, I'm sorry, that's just a little aside. You don't want to get into that area.
Hold on a minute.
Let me just put the call out to people. Look, people, I know sometimes you're shy to call in, but for God's sakes, you've got a chance to speak to a guy who is in the know about some pretty heavy stuff here. So here's the toll-free number. We've got 17 minutes left of this show. Please call in to talk to Russell or to me to ask your questions at 888-815-9756. Okay, tell us then, if this is some sort of alien, or let's call it, you don't like the word alien, let's call it some kind of futuristic technology that is a nano, some sort of nano technology that is demonstrating as disease. Why does it, I mean, when you talk about polyurethane fiber optics inside someone's body that are growing, how does this, in your opinion and your experience now with Nutrisilver, how is this is reacting to Nutrisilver?
Well, when people take Nutrisilver for more gallons and they follow the instructions exactly, everybody gets healed. We haven't found any exceptions to that except for people who don't follow the instructions. And the critters inside the body actually hate Nutrisilver with a passion. And when people take larger doses, they'll see, some people will see a mass exodus of critters leaving their bodies. And they don't care what organs they're coming from.
You want to tell us quickly about how that happened with Connie?
Oh, yeah. She took a very large dose on her own. She went from her normal 40 drops three times a day to 150 drops three times a day for 3 days. And at the end of the second day, I got a panic call at midnight. And when I raced over there, she was sitting in the bathtub with all of her clothes on in the dark, screaming hysterically. And when I turned the lights on, it was pretty hard for me to keep from screaming, too, because what I saw were hundreds of critters coming out of her face. They were literally coming out of her eyeballs,
her nostrils.
Oh, my God,
this is beyond your first horror movie.
Oh, this is unbelievable. They were coming out from not her mouth, but from the flesh around her lips. And she told me that they were very, very prevalent in her urine and stool as well.
Hold on, we've got a caller. Caller?
Hi, good morning. Hello?
Hi, who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Heather calling from the Bay Area. How are you?
Hi, Heather. Thank you for calling from the Bay Area, my old home. You've got a question for Russell?
I do. I have a question and then, kind of a comment, but my first question is, taking the silver, I've heard that, sometimes it can interfere if we're taking probiotics, and I've heard if you're taking probiotics in the morning, which I do before I eat, then you should take the silver in the evening, and I'm wondering if there's any, indications that it would affect the probiotics working in our gut.
Well, let's ask that question
to Russell, but before we do turn the question over to him, are you suffering from this disease?
No, I'm not, but we're getting sprayed like crazy here in the Bay Area, as I'm sure everybody is. And I did, I was dealing with fibromyalgia 10 years ago and found a great acupuncturist
okay.
and got off all the drugs and stuff. But I think I'm having candida problems like most people are, cutting out the wheat and stuff like that. But I'm very interested in how this could help with candida, and gut problems
okay.
too.
Yeah.
Russell, what can you tell us?
Heather, those are wonderful questions, and thank you for bringing them out. Nutrisilver's been tested against Candida albicans, and you're right, most people already have Candida. It's an overgrowth condition created by use of antibiotics that kills off the good gut flora in your lower bowel. The answer to your question about probiotics, we get that question all the time, and our answer is you can use them if you like, but we don't believe they're necessary, and here's why. The stomach and the small intestine are very, very absorbent. About 85% of any silver product is absorbed in the stomach, and the remaining 15% is absorbed in the small bowel. The good gut flora, like bifida, grows in the large bowel, and the silver actually never gets there. And so it's our belief that Nutrisilver has no effect on the good gut flora, but if you really want to take probiotics, that's fine. And your idea here of alternating them is exactly what we do. We suggest to our customers that they take the silver first thing out of bed in the morning, last thing before they go to bed at night, and right in the middle of the day. And the reason is studies have shown that 98 to 99% of the silver is excreted from the body in the first 24 hours. So we want to spread it out as much as we possibly can. So, for example, Heather, if you took NutriSilver right out of bed in the morning, say at 7 o'clock, then you might want to take a couple hours later, take a probiotic. It's going to go right through your body into your large bowel because the gel caps are designed to do that, and it's going to repopulate your bowel. We've had tremendous success with eradicating candida. In particular, candida has many symptoms similar to Morgellons in the sense that there's generally brain fog, chronic fatigue, confusion, mood swings, depression. And like this gentleman this morning that called, all of his cognitive issues were resolved after the third day of using. We suggest that 2 weeks or less and your cognitive issues should be resolved. Candida is an insidious bacterial growth. In proper proportion, it's very important to have it. But when it overgrows because of antibiotic use and takes over your gut, you've actually pretty much ruined your immune system. I hope that answers your question.
It does. I have another question. Should we start on higher doses and then go to a maintenance dose to get everything balanced? And also, I stocked up on a product called Sovereign Silver, you know, last fall when we had the huge, you know, pandemic threats, the hoax and stuff like that. And I'm just wondering how that compares.
Well, that's also a good question. Sovereign Silver is a good product. It's also an ionic silver, and its parts per million, if I'm not mistaken, is 20 parts per million, so it's quite weak. NutriSilver is 3,600 parts per million, so clearly it's much more potent.
And should we start off on a higher dose and then level off for maintenance?
We give out our instructions, and we're pretty adamant about that. They come in emails and in written form when you order the product. We've worked together with Dr. Susan Kolb, who's an MD in Atlanta, and several other MDs to come up with a protocol where you ramp up slowly. So you'd start at 30 drops three times a day, and if you feel okay, you don't feel like you're having a healing crisis, then you go to 40, then 50, then 60, and then you make a decision
Can I just interject something here, given that we're almost out of time? If you could give your contact information so that Heather and everyone else that has specific questions of that nature can contact you.
Okay, thank you, and I'll listen to the rest of the show off the air. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you, Heather. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in and being so diligent.
And Pat, thanks. Keep up the good work for the dolphins and the whales in the oceans.
Bye. Oh, thanks, Heather. I'm coming on strong, but pretty soon you'll hear more about what I've got cooking. Thank you. Stay tuned because there's a lot we've got to do.
All right, Heather, there's a great deal of information on the website. If you just go to the NutriSilver, NutraSilver.com, you'll see Candida on the front page. You'll see the lab reports, basically just a ton of information for general health that will put you on the right track. We've had just an amazing...
Okay, Michael, I've got another question that's just come in by email. We've talked about MMS on this show before. In fact, I think that, as I recall, you are the one who first introduced me to Jim Humble. What is more effective for HIV, AIDS, MMS, or NutriSilver?
Well, that's a very, very good question. And actually, there is no answer because there's been no real scientific studies done on AIDS for either one of them. I know Jim Humble personally, and he's told me several times that they've had some really stunning successes with HIV/AIDS. We've also had a group of former East German scientists who've been treating terminal HIV patients intravenously with NutriSilver and have also had stunning results. So I don't know that there is an answer, but what I do know for sure is MMS really has very little, if any, effect on Morgellons. And Jim Humble concurs with that. Nobody knows why. It's probably because it's a very bizarre disease. I wanted also to let your listeners know there's a toll-free number that they can call, and we'll be happy to answer any questions. And this toll-free number literally works from anywhere in the world. It's 888-240-2326, option number 2. And that's our customer service line, and more than likely I'll answer the phone and answer your questions personally. So we certainly welcome those inquiries, and we're here to help you heal and to eliminate your suffering. If there's anything at all we can do to support that, we go to great lengths to help people individually so that they feel listened to and respected instead of turned away and scorned by the medical community and being told that they're delusional. You will always be treated with respect when you call here.
I think it's getting more and more clear to us that we're going to have to be taking care of ourselves from here on. And so seeking out alternatives or what would be treatments that are of a natural origin from diseases that have not been identified by the medical community is what we're trying to bring forward. At least I'm trying to bring forward through my work, and certainly you and so many others, of trying to educate people to the fact that, number one, to stay healthy, you're going to have to take command of your life and your body.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Number two, they're going to tell you these diseases don't exist, even if little critters are coming out of your skin.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
You need to be informed. That's why I'm. Did you say something, Clifford? Sorry, Russell.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that I'm encouraged. We've got a lot of MDs that have been calling here. They're at wit's end. They don't know what to do with the Morgellons patients. Many of them have become wholesale distributors, and when they give this to their patients, not only do their Morgellons symptoms abate and disappear, but you know they'll find that their yellow toe isn't yellow anymore, or their chronic sinus infection they've had for a year, it's completely gone, and they don't understand why.
With that just a few minutes, I would really appreciate if you would talk about the treatment, or let's say the preventative nature of Nutrisilver. How does one take this supplement, these drugs?
Well, you know,
what's the,
Pat,
the program? What do you recommend?
I have three grandkids, and they would go to school and bring home a disease and share it with each other and their parents. And about the time they were healthy again, then one of them bring home a new one, and they were just sick all the time. That nonsense ended a few years ago when they started all taking small doses, say 10 drops twice a day, of Nutrisilver. No more colds, flus, earaches, sore throats, all that nonsense is gone. So the information is on the website
so
under general health.
Distilled water, how does one consume it?
All of those instructions are on the website under general health and disease prevention. It'll tell you specifically.
I know, but you need to answer this one for me because we have trouble getting distilled water here in Europe.
You don't actually need distilled water. You can use any kind of non-tap filtered water, like bottled water, is just fine.
Okay, that's good to know. So there's no interference with minerals or anything?
No, and it doesn't interfere with any other drugs or herbs, and it doesn't care if you're on an empty stomach or a full stomach. It just works.
It just works twice a day. All right, people, we're getting to the end of the time. Unfortunately, we lost those first minutes with Russell, and as you can see, as usual, the time just flies when we're talking about such important information. So, Russell, you're going to have to come back on. Can you do that soon?
Well, I'd love that. There's so many other things that we can talk
about. How
about
next week? You want to come back on next week so that we can conclude what we're doing today?
Sure, I'd love to. I'd love to, sure.
All right. So we'll have Russell back on for part two of this deeply alarming, concerning, bizarre story of Morgellons, however you want to pronounce it, and chemtrails, who knows, maybe we can get Clifford to come in as well and do a three-way conversation on what is being done to the human race. We need to stay positive because Russell's intention is not to scare the wits out of us, but to provide healing, to provide what looks to be like, for the moment, the only solution to dealing with this disaster. So The website is NutraSilver.com. The gentleman is Russell. Well, we haven't determined if he's our gentleman, but we know he's a great man. Russell Altman. The question is, Morgellons, is this a artificial chemtrail-induced alien? What is this, and what can we do about it? And I thank Heather for calling in and listening in, and to all of you who are always out there but too shy to call. This is Patricia Corey about to sign out. Russell, thank you so much. We're going to have you back for sure next week. So make sure that everybody's tuned in on that. I will put up more information to announce Russell's participation next week. And in the meantime, I highly recommend, I know I will, I have my old bottle of NutraSilver sitting here. And because of the concern for the water, I never really went through a cleanse. So I will immediately order it with Russell. And, oh, quick question, Russell. Can we give it to our animals as well?
Oh, absolutely. My dogs have been on it for 4 years, and they're as healthy as can be. There's some great
testimonials. Okay, that's great to know, because these poor guys are out there on the ground, on the lawn, picking up all this bizarre fiber stuff. Okay, Russell,
oh, yeah.
We have to go. Thank you, everybody. The Matrix, the show that asks you to just really get out of that box. And speaking of that, don't forget, Beyond the Matrix, the book, is now out. Well, it's almost out. You can pick it up on Amazon.com in pre-order and enjoy some of the interviews that have happened before. We will be back with Russell next week. Thank you all. Please think about what to do next about the ocean. Think about what you can do to raise your voice of resistance, peaceful resistance to what is coming down on planet Earth. And with that, I leave you, Patricia Corey, saying ciao, bambini.